The closures in Eau Claire, Kenosha, La Crosse, Portage, and Rothschild will affect 144 Postal Service positions. But that does not necessarily mean the employees are losing their jobs. The retail and business mail units at the facilities will remain open. Postal Service spokesman Sean Hargadon says some employees will stay, but others could be transferred.
So historically what the Postal Service has done is provided positions at other facilities, maybe not the new one they're coming across to, but maybe something in the area. Sometimes they've been offered an opportunity to work in a different craft. So if you're a mail handler and there aren't any positions open for that locally, perhaps they could become a letter carrier. That decision all depends on them and what's available.
Hargadon says it's still unclear what jobs will be available and where. American Postal Workers Union of Wisconsin President Steve Lord says according to their contract, union workers employed for more than 6 years cannot be laid off. He also says if a plant closes, the Postal Service cannot move an employee more than 50 miles.
I have still not heard from the Postal Service, what are you going to do if you move the mail out of Wausau? Now what are you going to do with the people in Wausau if you can't move them over 50 miles?
The earliest a processing facility can close is May 15th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.